Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I had all my 28 questions and didn't bring them, so this is going to be... we'll just wing it.
Very well.
Which is fabulous, as always. So I've just been having a wonderful time with Mary, and I'm tuning in to you now. Now it's Elias' time. Okay. So my session before this little brief interval was just fabulous in the addressing to love. And it just feels softening and expanding. And deepening, exactly. So, thank you for that. And that's
it. You're welcome.
Tremendous process. Everlasting.
The process will be even more so for I've recently identified, which we will likely be addressing to in our group interaction forthcoming, the other two words that are exceptionally important and that incorporate the most constructs of any words in your language.
Oh.
And those are yes and no.
Wow.
Now, I would agree with Michael's assessment that when you actually understand the implication of these three words, love, yes and no, and you begin to recognize all of the constructs around them, and you begin to dismantle them, you will move forward in a considerable leap. This will be tremendously affecting in your shifting and your expanding of your awareness. These two words, even more so than love, incorporate more constructs than any other word in your language and any other concept. For they are affecting everything you do. Every action in every day, in every moment. For every choice that you generate, includes one of those two words. You are either expressing yes or no. And for the most part, you are expressing both. You are expressing yes to whatever action you are engaging and no to whatever action you are not engaging. And this is affecting in every moment. For every action you do is a choice. At what time did you arise this morning?
Somewhere between 6 and 6:30, so I believe. But it was a vague coming into awareness.
Very well. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you have been objectively awake for approximately 4 hours.
Yes. Very good, Elias.
And in that 4 hours, You have already engaged how many choices? You chose what to wear. You chose whether to shower. You chose whether to brush your teeth. You chose whether to groom your hair. You chose what to eat or whether to eat. You chose whether to incorporate coffee. You chose whatever action you were engaging. You traveled, correct?
Yes, yes.
You chose your travel. You chose your travel method. You chose what to do. Every moment you were generating a choice. And every one of those choices included those words. Yes and no.
Even now I can feel, yes, I agree.
Precisely.
I feel the choice to cooperate and agree with you. Yes.
Precisely.
Okay.
Precisely.
I hear you.
Every moment.
Yes.
Is.
Yes. The words coming out. Yes. Yes. Choice. Yes.
Oh. Is a matter of these two words. They are the most affecting words and the most affecting concept in your life. And they incorporate enormous constructs. For it is not merely a matter of the word itself, but what it means in every moment, in every situation. And it changes. Yes does not always mean yes, and no does not always mean no.
As you're talking, I'm seeing the point of pyramids. Yes pyramid and no pyramid. And as you continue to talk, not only do I see the construction of pyramids beneath, I see many other pyramids filling the space around that point, yes or no.
Yes.
And they're all moving and fluctuating and expanding continuously.
Precisely.
So this is a huge.
Precisely.
Like beyond monument.
Okay. It is enormous.
I can't take it in. I can just.
And I would express to you that your idea of a pyramid is tremendous. And even in that, if you were to visualize experiencing yourself standing before one of your actual physical pyramids in your physical objective reality, how enormous that structure would appear to you in comparison to your size. These simple words incorporate that type of enormity.
Vast. Vast. Now, since it cannot be, I can't take in the enormity of that vastness.
This is the reason that I am not waiting until our group interaction to present this to you all, for it will require time for you to assimilate and to evaluate and to develop questions.
Ah, very clever, okay. Okay, very clever. Yeah, and there are going to be so many, so. Yet, when we discuss things now, I have a knowing that I can be that point and release, empty. And in that emptying, it's as if there's the duality of the yes and the no, and the baggage is gone. drops away. And that's the fully shifted condition. So, but the thing is to notice through the day, as you said, from weight arising to just being present here for 4 hours, I was unaware. It's unconscious sleeping, discussing, talking. And you're saying that that state of being at that point and not aware does not ever move out of awareness. It just is the fully shifted condition of an individual.
In that, yes, that these two words, you are aware of. Let me express in this manner. From the onset of this forum, in relation to my offering information to all of you, I have expressed that my agenda, my point, was to offer information to lessen the trauma in relation to this shift.
Yes.
Your point has been, from the onset, to generate an expanded awareness to allow you the ability to create your reality intentionally in every situation, in every moment. That has been what this shift is mainly about. And in that, these two words, with the extension of the third word, will allow you to do so. Therefore, this is a turning point. I have recently expressed that as I have identified the dawn of this new millennium, this new century, was the action of inserting the objective aspect of this shift into your reality. Therefore, you moved from the subjective action of this shift to the objective. Within this time framework of the beginning of this century, which has been less than 15 years, very short time framework,
yes.
You have already, in that time framework, moved from doubling your awareness objectively from every 10 years to every 5 years to every year.
Wow.
Prior to the dawn of this century,
yes,
you had already begun to double your awareness at a rate of 10 years.
Okay.
At the dawn of this century, you began every 5 years, and now it is every year.
Yeah.
And your technology is reflecting
yes,
that.
Yes, that's, and if what I see in the pattern is correct, it will start accelerating even more.
Yes.
Okay.
To which you will double every 6 months.
And so on and so on.
Now, you have, for many years, collectively pondered and questioned, how can this shift be inserted in the enormity of the implications of it in such a short time framework, how can the world shift so quickly to your technologies?
Exactly.
For it is reflecting how swiftly you are moving. And if you have moved this swiftly in the course of less than 15 years, what you can do in approximately 75 is enormous.
And beyond even imagining.
Yes.
For the little tiny, yes.
Let me express to you, within 10, perhaps 15, in the same amount of time that you have already expressed in this new century, moving forward into the next 10 to 15 years, what I began this forum with will be reality, will be realized. I expressed that your science fiction would be more science fact than you realize. It will be science fact within that small amount of time. All that you have viewed as science fiction and stories and ideas of technology and what you can accomplish at this present moment has already been realized, but will be actualized to the degree that all of you will be not only aware of it, but engaging it,
yes,
within 10 to 15 of your years.
Wow.
In this, it will emphasize even more the implications of these two words.
Exactly.
For what you are presenting to yourself technologically now incorporates implications of values and what you view as ethics and morality. All involve the yes and no.
Exactly. Wow.
In this, these will become very important words objectively as you expand your awareness in evaluating what is important. I intentionally did not express what is beneficial, for there will be a great debate in relation to what is beneficial. In this, there will also be great debate in relation to that word love and the constructs around it. Remember, love is not limited to an expression about other individuals.
Exactly.
It extends far beyond that. You can love other beings. You can love situations. You can love manifestations.
Yes.
in this, it's not necessary for the objective of your love to be human, or even what you term to be living.
Yes.
And in that, it is very likely that there will be considerable division in relation to that word, love, in genuine capacities, in relation to knowing and appreciation, which will call into question these two words of yes and no. For the constructs around yes and no also include right and wrong, good and bad.
And that's the blueprint of this reality.
Yes.
And that's what's going to be addressed.
Yes.
I hear you. I hear you.
Woo-wee.
What a ride.
And in this, it is important and significant that with the awareness that you have now and the information that you have now, you are ready to move forward and to begin to address to these words, these constructs, now in preparation,
yes,
for what you are already creating.
Unbelievable. Wow, I believe it. Yes, no. Unbelievable. But I believe. So interesting. Ina brought something up very interesting. She said, I feel, she didn't ask me to ask this, somehow we are coming together to hear words because there's some action we're participating in a very big way, where we are in some way manifesting or disseminating into the world at large, in our ways, unique ways, this Elias information that was your agenda. So this opening to you, which I'm personally feeling tremendous opening to you, and allowance and relaxation and joyfulness, and it feels like my whole session of notes, which I didn't bring, is all around these kinds of issues that we're discussing. So it's so wonderful to hear this, to hear it affirmed. It's very expansive and deeply satisfying and reassuring and acknowledging, because these expressions now that you're bringing forth really go to the deep, genuine self. So that emergence, you know, that blossoming is possible. I just think this is magnificent. What a moment. Illusory moment in time. What a moment is not.
The point with this will be that you pay attention differently. You begin to notice. You express being genuinely more present, to allow yourself to be aware of these words, yes and no. And in that, to begin to unravel what are the constructs around those words in every action that you are doing. Therefore, being present, being aware of the yes and no, identifying which am I expressing, yes or no, in this moment, in this choice, and then expressing why. Why did I choose yes? Why did I choose no? What are the constructs that motivated me? What are the constructs that influenced me, that prompted me to express yes or no? Let me express to you, my friend, this will genuinely move you into the moment, into the now, and into being present, and into the recognition at long last that choices are choices, and that one choice is no more important than another choice. They are all choices, regardless that you distinguish them as being larger or smaller. Let me express to you, I have incorporated the analogy of the cup of coffee many times. Now, with that same example, from the perspective of the yes and no, the individual that expresses yes to the cup of coffee and being present and expressing that question, why, to discover the construct, can you offer a construct or a beginning of a construct in relation to that simple action and the yes and the why? What?
The belief that the coffee increases energy, increases neuronal activity, and will overcome a belief that I need sleep to function well the next day, therefore I ingest this caffeine to boost me up. Ideas around it being a food and not a beverage. There are many constructs, right? The ideas that it not be necessarily good for the body, all kinds of nutritional things, creates acid in the stomach and impinge the digestive processes, you know, it increases GI motility. In other words, you got to take a crap after you have coffee, you know, and people use it for that as a laxative. I mean, and on and on and on. And some people love the flavor or the ritual of making it. Just the ritual of grinding the beans. And it's like a centering. I can think just, and that's a little bit, because we're talking pyramid.
One
action.
Action.
I hear you. I'm just like, okay.
One choice of yes or no. One choice of yes to have the coffee and all of those implications, that many of which you deem to be good, and that is the reason that you say yes. That the constructs that you ascribe to that one substance, that one cupful, and that one action, all of the benefits that you derive from it as per the constructs, even in relation, as you touched upon, that the caffeine can even incorporate some aspects of healing properties. If you incorporate coffee, the caffeine will stimulate your bowels. It will also avert a headache.
That's right. Migraine. I know, yes. So, it's endless, but when you're talking, I'm like so overwhelmed. Is there a little shortcut, like just drop into the now? I mean, because...
You will very quickly.
Okay.
You will very quickly, but yes. It is significant initially that you understand the implications.
Yes.
And that you allow yourself temporarily to be noticing, to be asking in relation to the yes and the no, why did you choose that yes or that no? To be more aware. And as with anything that you do, very quickly, once you've learned it, it becomes automatic. And in that, it will not be necessary to be viewing every action that you engage. You will know the actions that you are choosing yes for you want to. And that some of the constructs you agree with. Is that to say that they are absolutely true? No, but you agree with them. And therefore you accept it. Or when you say no, you know why you have said no. In this, you also understand in different situations and time frameworks that you are being clear and not figurative when you express yes and no. For, as I expressed in many situations, you express yes or no and you mean the reverse.
So what does figurative mean? It means automatic response?
Almost. Figurative means when you express yes, but you actually are expressing no. Or when you express no, and you actually are expressing yes.
So, the initial...
That is using those words figuratively, not literally.
But examining will help us get to the core of...
Yes.
Okay, the yes or no principle. Okay,
precisely. And in that, you begin to unravel these constructs and recognize what they are, whether you agree with them, whether you do not, but even if you do agree with them, you recognize them as constructs, not as absolutes, and not as the beliefs themselves, but the constructs around the beliefs. And that you can let go of the constructs if you are so choosing.
Okay, just one second now. A construct, I know what the belief is, coffee is good because I won't get a migraine, it opens my artery.
No,
that's not the, is that the construct? I'm a little confused.
That is the construct.
Okay, so where's the belief, where's the coffee? Construct there?
The belief is coffee is a beverage and it incorporates innate properties.
Okay, that's the belief. Ah.
All of the rest is a construct.
Oh, boy.
Coffee is a beverage. Yes, it is.
It's like the data.
But that it incorporates innate properties, which, that is the belief, that any substance incorporates any innate properties in itself.
It's going to be an interesting explanation.
That is the belief. The constructs are all of the other expressions that you ascribe to that particular substance or what you do with it. Not only what you ascribe to it, but how you engage it.
Okay.
All of your rituals, all that you believe it does, all that you believe it does not do, all of its effectivenesses, the time frameworks in which it is appropriate and not appropriate, all of the factors of how that one manifestation is affecting in any manner other than being physically ingested, every other aspect of it is a construct. Now, if you can view all of those constructs in relation to one physical manifestation, I am expressing to you that these words of yes and no incorporate more constructs than any other expression in your reality. For you attach them to everything. Everything.
Yes. Yes.
And you are. You express these two words so much more than you think you do, for you are literally expressing them in every moment, every single choice. Now, what is also important with these words is not only do you incorporate enormous constructs around each of them in relation to your own actions and yourself and your own choices and every action that you do, but you also project them onto every other aspect of your reality, every other individual, every other manifestation in your reality. You project all of these constructs onto all of them. Therefore, your constructs that you incorporate with these words in relation to yourselves and your own experiences, your own choices in every moment, is multiplied innumerably. There is no number. There is no number to multiply it by. It is that vast. It is that enormous as you project it out into your world and beyond. For it is not limited to your world either.
Yes, that's right. It ripples out, you see. It's energy constantly being projected. Now, one question I have, which I'm fairly overwhelmed trying to incorporate this massive, you know, the implications of what you've expressed. In dropping into shiftedness, the rippling out may continue, but in some way, it doesn't feel like it does. It feels like the awareness encompasses somehow this vastness, which is paradoxical, because how can that happen? But somehow it blankets it, it incorporates it in its fullness, and it's totally allowing. Is that correct?
Correct.
So there's no deliberate, projected, rippling out unconsciously or as an automatic response.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's just... I just have to take the sweat off my brow and go, wow. Wow.
Perhaps in this one day, subsequent to this conversation, you will be noticing every action that you engage and whether you are expressing yes or no and why. And another aspect of this is the recognition this may be part of the explanation of what you have expressed in the enveloping and blanket, so to speak, which seems paradoxical, but it's not. For in this, as I have expressed, that all of what you are expressing in the constructs around the yes and no is multiplied infinitely in projecting outward, but in becoming aware, in beginning to recognize these words and their constructs and their implications and their motivations, you begin to move in a direction to fold in again. And therefore, it is no longer a projection out infinitely, but it is enveloped and, figuratively speaking, contained. For that, you begin to recognize that these two words only apply to you. It is not about this individual is doing this and I am expressing yes to them or no to them. I do not agree or like that behavior that this individual is expressing, therefore I will express no to them. It's not about expressing yes or no to any outside source. It is a matter of expressing the yes and the no to you. It is changing the rules from establishing rules with outside sources that everyone conforms to changing the rules to only your own. Rules only apply to yourself, not to any outside source. Therefore, rather than expressing the identification of another individual and their behavior and their choices that you do not like or that you disagree with, and generating no to them, you are aware of what your choices are, and you say yes or you say no to you to direct your own behavior and your own choices, and therefore intentionally creating your reality in the manner that you want. You cannot intentionally create your reality in the manner, in the capacity that you want, if you are focused upon outside sources, for you cannot control them, and you cannot generate choices for them. Therefore, you have no power to create your reality in the capacity that you want intentionally in relation to any outside sources. It must come from, it must stem from you. It must be a projection from you. And the only manner that you can do that is by being aware of you and what you are expressing yes and no to, and why. It is, and I would express that it is literally expressed in every moment, for every moment is an opportunity for you to be aware and for you to choose. Even when you are in the heat of the moment and you are engaging the conflict, what are you saying yes to and what are you saying no to? You are saying yes to defending. You are saying yes to justifying. You are saying yes to continuing the conflict moment by moment by responding. You are saying no to allowing. You are saying no to accepting a difference. You are saying no to another opinion that does not match your own. And you are expressing those yeses and nos every moment, with every sentence that you continue, with every thought in between those sentences of you are wrong, with every thought in between the sentences that seem to be pauses, they are not pauses, for you are thinking, and in your thinking you are expressing you are so unaware. You do not know what you are expressing. You are wrong. You are unaware. If you would merely listen, if you would merely be open for a moment and attempt to accept some other information, what are you doing? You are saying yes to justifying yourself. You are saying no to acceptance. You are saying yes to instructing. You are saying no to valuing. And all the while, you think that you are being helpful.
Or loving.
Yes. All the while, you think you are loving. Are you expressing knowing and appreciation? No. Not at all. But you think you are. For there is your paradox, even in your distorted definition of love. Even if you define love as only a feeling, you are generating a true paradox, for you are feeling angry, not affection. But you think you are loving, and you are expressing irritation.
Yes, exactly.
You do not feel two feelings simultaneously.
No.
Feelings are signals. You feel one signal at a time. And you feel them momentarily.
Why don't you say something here, please?
You might.
All right. In the midst of a recent conflict, I agree. All of the things you said occurred. All of them. Discounting, devaluing, not accepting, instructing. Oh boy, I felt that one. And being very angry and rejecting. And a wall, a separateness.
And before you continue,
yes.
Do not express that to yourself alone. Be aware of your participation, but recognize that the other individual was also generating the same action.
Okay. And it may be a universal action. Agreed. But I can only do me.
Yes, you are.
So my
correct.
Job is me, inside job. So, in certain periods, which lasted several hours, I felt hopeless, powerless, and helpless to effect any change by my own story, let's say, because the constructs impede the vision, the way. So there was this pleading with some outside on, which is inside, I know this isn't it, to come forward to assist me. Okay, there was this, you could call it angel, Holy Spirit, God, Supreme, something, anything. But that I was so aware, yeah, that I had, knew I couldn't solve this. From the level of form and constructs and the place where I was inhabiting, the emotional reactions. So, it's not exactly a place where I evaluated the yes or the no there. But I was pretty desperate in knowing it was so bad for me. Now, that's not the right word exactly. What I would say, that's the shortcut. It would be that it was an expansive, allowing, knowing moment. I became acutely aware, and I wanted assistance or help to drop the construct. Is that what I was doing there?
Yes.
So I did have this mechanism.
Yes.
I couldn't fulfill completely the allowing. I can sometimes, but I
believe. You can do what you
choose?
Are aware of in the moment.
Okay.
And
okay.
It is a matter of also not chiding yourself.
Yes.
Florida. Your awareness is expanding. That is not to say that you incorporate all the answers in every moment objectively. You do not. And you are not fully expanded in your awareness. It is expanding.
And a process.
Yes. And in that, you can only accomplish what you are aware of in the moment. And you are expanding your awareness considerably. And now, to incorporate more information. Now, in this, in that more information, use that experience as an example. What is the tremendous help that you are seeking to stop that helplessness? The help is to remember one simple expression. Making the rules for you, not for any outside source. That love and acceptance do not require understanding. You may not generate a solution. For your solution may involve another individual, therefore there may not be a solution. And you may not understand, for you are not the other individual. You are not experiencing what they experience. You do not express the same perception as the other individual. Therefore, in this, the solution is not an expression of resolution. The solution is asking yourself, which yeses and nos am I responding to presently and why? And in that, which yeses and nos can I express with myself that will be acceptable to me, with myself, that will be acceptable to me. For solution does not mean resolution. There may not be resolution to certain situations or expressions, for there may not be resolution in relation to the outside source. This is not limited to people. Your dog may be displaying a behavior that you do not understand. And in that, there may not be resolution to that situation, for you do not understand what that expression is. But there can be solution within you when you evaluate what yes and what no to express with yourself that is acceptable to you. You are very welcome. We shall give Brent considerable time to ponder this information and to prepare for our group interaction and many questions.
Wonderful.
Remember, although there may not always be resolution, there can always be solution. Express tremendous lovingness to you, my friend, in the genuine definition of that, an exceptional affection. And I shall be with you, expressing my energy to you in genuine support and in great encouragement. Until our next meeting.